how many of you are familiar with this text that we read?
我们今天继续读看马可福音刚刚读的那段经文，大家熟悉吗？
Yeah, I think it's one of my favorite texts, one of those that kind of haunt you, as it were.
我这一段经文也是我非常喜欢的，我觉得这个常常会让我想，常常会来好像再来让我想起这些经文。
I think maybe the batteries might be low. There we go. Yeah, you know this is a lot about this message. A lot about how difficult it is to actually follow Christ.
这些经文告诉我们说，跟从耶稣其实是很不容易的一个事情。
Especially people that live in a country like we do.
尤其是像住在美国这种富裕的国家。
Where we have so many comforts, so many things that help us just to live, you know, very, very comfortably.
在美国，这个大家的生活都过得很舒服。
And so I think it's interesting that we encounter this young man who is like a lot of believers today.
所以我们今天看的这个主人翁，这段经节的主人翁是一个年轻人。
And I think he was a very sincere young man.
这个人是个非常真诚的，非常认真的一个人。
Today we would call him a believer.
那照我们现在的话来说，我们觉得他是一个信主的人。
But evidently he still had some doubts, some questions about eternal life.
他虽然信主，但他对于这个永生还是有问题的。
So we need to remember what happened recently in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10.
我们要看看这个上下文，这个马可福音第十章到底讲了些什么。
Toward the end of last month's text, we saw Jesus talking about actually entering the kingdom of God.
我们上一次讲马可福音的结尾是听到耶稣讲到说要怎么样子进神的国。
Do you remember what Jesus said about the little children?
你还记得耶稣对于小孩说应该怎么样呢？
He said, if you really want to enter into the kingdom, enter into this new life, you must as a child.
耶稣说你若不回转像小孩子一样就不能够进神的国。
And so we pick it up right with that, with those words in our ears, because it helps us to contextualize where we're going today.
所以我们读这段经文要想想上下文的背景。
The question is, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
这段经文的主题就是我们要做什么才能够进神的国。
I want to encourage you, even if you have been a believer for many years, to be open enough to receive maybe...A way of thinking about this topic freshly.
所以我在想请求大家，如果你已经成为基督徒很多年了，在今天还是能够来听，来专心，来能够放下你过去所想的那些来听听。
Let me read verses 17 and 18. And as Jesus was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him,Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
这里说耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前问他说，良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
So this question Jesus gives in response is asked by an earnest young man.
所以问耶稣这个问题的人是一个很认真的年轻人。
He was a wealthy man, a Torah-loving kind of ruler.
我们称他为是一个，圣经上说他是一个有钱的财主，而且呢，他是一个敬畏神的人。
And so sometimes we don't use the word Torah, but it just means the law of God, right? He loved the law of God.
他是一个遵循，看上去他是一个遵循律法的人。
And if we read between the lines, we get a feeling that this man thought he was good.
我们敢上从上下文看，这个人他对自己的觉得自己是个很不错的人。
And he addresses Jesus as good.
他称耶稣说你是良善的夫子。
Of course, this word, this qualifier, good, was something that we typically use to describe God.
但这个良善这个字在圣经中，特别在旧约圣经中，它就用来形容神自己的。
And we realize those who read the Bible many times that the scriptures teach us only God.Is truly good.
在圣经中讲到，只有神才是真正的良善的那一位。
And that's because of our human condition. None of us, no matter who, perfectly can keep the law of God.
因为我们在座的 我们每一个人包括在座的不管你有多好没有人可能完全绝对的遵守神的律法
we see this like in Psalm 14 or Psalm 53 Romans 3 the scriptures say there is no one good
就像诗篇这个14篇第一节他说没有一个人行善
right so maybe Jesus' reply here was intended as a means to ascertain whether this young man could discern if Jesus truly was good.
所以耶稣他这里讲到跟这个年轻人这样的反问一句我觉得他有可能想说想看看这个年轻人是不是有这个眼光来看到耶稣其实就是神自己。
Because God, you know, he listens to what we say, right? God listens to you and I, he listens to this young man, and he's trying to ascertain, to discern whether this man could tell could understand that Jesus was good.
所以耶稣反问他这句话意思就想看看这个人到底心里是怎么想的会不会他说耶稣是良善的父子他是嘴上这个随便说一说呢还是真觉得耶稣就是神自己所以他说耶稣是良善的父子
Or was he like many of us today he's a wealthy man and he knows how to use language and so he's basically doing what a lot of people do to flatter someone that you want to honor Maybe he's flattering, yeah.
或者他就是一个客套，也在这个社交场合，尤其碰到一个这个比较尊贵的人，对吧？你就跟他客气一下，把他说点好话，让他高兴一下。
But this concept of good is kind of tricky. We know that only God is truly good, but we also see the scriptures talking about how people can be good as well.
我们知道圣经他说只有神才是真正的好，绝对的良善，但有时候人可能有他良善的一面。
Verses like Proverbs 14 that says the faithless will be fully repaid by their ways and the good rewarded for theirs.
所以这个箴言十四章这里说到心中被盗的必满得自己的结果善人必从自己的行为得以知足。
Or Ecclesiastes chapter 9 all of us people we share a common destiny the righteous and the wicked and the good and the bad.
在传道书里面也讲到这个善人和恶人他说说凡临到众人的事都是一样的义人和恶人好人洁净人等等
So as you learn to read the Bible that takes a while to really learn how to read it together with others in the church you learn little by little how to interpret these you know these conflicts only God is good but yet sometimes we speak of people as good
所以你读圣经你要上下文前后贯通来读然后跟弟兄姊妹一起来查考就发现圣经讲到神是良善的绝对的良善但有时候说到人有时候会有他良善的一面
I mean even Jesus says in Matthew 12 the good person out of his good treasure brings forth good
连耶稣自己也说在马太福音12章35节记载说他耶稣说善人从他心中所存的善就发出善来
And I think a lot of us can instinctively understand he's talking aboutthat we can become righteous in the way that we live our life.
所以我很多人觉得耶稣这里说的意思就是说我们可以过一个公义的生活。
But Jesus dismisses this flattery from the young ruler, and so he says, well, no one is good except God.
但这里耶稣对这个少年人的回答就很直接了当了他一句话就把他打回去他说除了神以外没有人是良善的。
And so this rich young ruler, of course, is kneeling before Jesus to express his great respect for the rabbi.
当我们看见这个少年的财主他是跪在耶稣面前跟耶稣说话的哈。
But was this really sincere respect or was he just, you know, people will do this, I know in Asia a lot, even in this country, they will give a certain kind of social respect because they're trying to manipulate you somehow.
那你就在想啊这个少年跪在耶稣面前他是真的把他当神但 那敬拜呢还是说他就是说要表示他一个尊敬尊敬一个有地位的人所以他会跪在那说话就像中国人也常常跪在这个有高位的人面前呢
Right, we even see this in other places in the Gospels where the religious leaders are trying to trap Jesus but they're using this kind of social flattery
我们甚至看到其他的像这个宗教领袖他有时候想来陷害耶稣他们也用先说些奉承的话让耶稣打消他的这个警惕心哈。
Let's look at Jesus' response to all of this.
我们看看耶稣怎么回应这个少年人的。
Jesus' answer about how you can obtain or inherit eternal life, he answers in a way as kind of that shocks us a little bit.
所以耶稣的回答，他就跟这个少年问的问题就是我怎么样才可以，我要做什么才可以得到永生？耶稣回答就是你要做什么哈。
He says, keep or obey the law.
耶稣说你就遵行律法。
Well, how many of you, when you're sharing the gospel, you say that in response?
我们如果人就变，你在跟人家传福音，人家说我当怎么样才可以得永生？你会跟人家说要遵行律法吗
？So that's why I'm asking you today.Open your mind just a little bit and entertain the thought that maybe there's something Jesus is trying to teach us.
So, 大家打开你的思维，听听耶稣是怎么讲的。
And so he says to this young man who loves the law, he said, well, you know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And the young man said to him, teacher, all these,I have kept from my youth.
耶稣就回答说你要遵行律法比如说不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可做假见证当孝敬父母不可亏负人然后这个少年官就回答他说夫子这些我从小就遵守了
And I think Jesus' response echoes the Jewish belief that one can we can keep the law and if we do keep the law we will experience a whole new life we will learn to really live life
所以耶稣要强调的，当你遵行律法的时候，你的生命会发生改变。
And we see this over and over again as we read through the Old Testament. He that keeps the law will live.
在旧约里面常常说到，那这个真正遵行律法的，他是会有永生的。
And I'm right now in my own daily reading. I'm going through the book of Ezekiel, and I see this theme over and over again from the prophet. He says, "If you keep, if you love the law, if you obey the law, you will." Live.
我正在读旧约圣经，尤其最近在读以西结书的时候，那里有经文就常说到，你如果遵循律法，你就要活着。
So I think he's talking about living a different, a better kind of life.
所以耶稣这里，我觉得他讲的是你要会有一个更好的生活。
And not just Jesus, but I think that's the intent even of the prophets and even the voices that we encounter in the Old Testament. If you love that law, you respect it, you obey that law, you will live.
在旧约里面，神也确实就这样说了：当你喜爱律法、遵行律法的话，你就会活着。
We see it in Deuteronomy chapter 30. See, God says, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30.
那这里是他说到
That's okay. You can just translate it from here if you want.
Yeah. 那他说：看呐，我在你面前我今天在你面前把这个。律法展在你面前，关乎你的活着的是死亡或者是生是死或祸和福。
Right. Now, if they give back what they took and pledged for a loan, we see in Ezekiel chapter 33, right? Return what they have stolen. Follow, here it is. Follow the decrees that give life. Do no evil. That person will surely live. Same thing.The way that we respond to the law determines whether we live long and full or whether we meet death and are ruined.
在另外一处圣经在以西结书33章15节就说你如果把你你如果等于就是说到你要行公义的话比如说你拿了一件东西你要还回去的话哈如果偷了东西要还回去那个遵守律法的话你就会活着
right.
而且不能够做坏事。
We see this again and again in the prophets and in the book of Deuteronomy that our response to the law of God is critical. It's important.
在旧约里面反复强调，遵行律法是非常重要的。
If we want to live a life that is better, fuller, richer, even this we find in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面就一直强调，你要遵行律法的话，你会过个更好的生活。
The requirements to be found good or righteous are keeping the law.Like we see in the Ten Commandments.
所以这个就像在十诫里列出来的这些诫命，你如果遵守的话，你会有一个更好的生活。
So sometimes when I preach a message like this, I like to ask, how well do you know the Ten Commandments?
所以有时候我在讲这个时候，我就会问大家，你对于十诫你熟悉吗
？So can we give a little quiz right now, just to see how well you know the Ten Commandments?
Okay, 我考考大家哈。
Okay, we won't do all the commandments. There's 10 of them.
就十诫啊，就总共有十条诫命哈。
And actually, there's 613 laws. We won't do all that.
在旧约里面真的讲的诫命的话，其实有六百多条哈。
We see Jesus mention, first of all, do not murder.
耶稣说不可杀人，这是第几诫
？What commandment is that? Oh yeah, can you guys read that? It's pretty small. Here it is, right here. But I think it's too small, right? I don't know if you can see that, right? Let's see. Oh, it's the sixth commandment. Okay,
不可杀人是第六诫哈。
Do not commit adultery is the what commandment? Okay, the
不可奸淫是第七戒。
Seventh commandment. Okay, some people can really see well. Do not steal is the what commandment?
不可偷盗。
Oh,
第八戒。
Okay, 6, 7, 8. Okay, all right, interesting. Do not bear false witness. What commandment is that?
不可做假见证。
Okay, maybe I'll just cover this, right?It's the ninth commandment. All right. Okay. What about this one? Honor your father and mother.
孝敬父母。
It's the fifth commandment, right? Right? Fifth commandment. Okay. And this one's tricky. Do not defraud. Jesus mentions that also. Do not defraud. Which commandment is that?
不可亏负人。这是第几节啊？
What'd you say? Oh, not exactly.Somebody's shaking their head no, so maybe she knows. Let's see, some people think it's kind of an application of two commandments, kind of brought together, maybe the eighth and ninth commandment. And so we get this interpretation of do not defraud.
所以不可亏负人，我觉得它是第八戒和第九戒的应用。
And then I give a little definition on the left. It means don't deprive people of something by fraud.
所以这个亏负人意思就是你用虚假的手段骗人而得到了利益。
I think it's interesting, that Jesus focuses on the commandments. All of those commandments are on the second table of the law. Commandments 5 through 10.
所以我觉得很有意思，当耶稣回答这个少年官的时候，耶稣引用了十诫里面的右边的几条诫命，右边十诫里面就两边哈，左边那是对神的关系，右边是对人的关系。耶稣讲的这些诫命都是右边这一块，对从第五到第九，这是跟人之间的关系。
I think that's significant.
我觉得非常要紧。
Yeah, all of it is focusing on how we treat our neighbor, how we treat one another.
这里讲到的就是你怎么对待你的邻居，你怎么对待其他人。
Yeah, one shows that they love God by if they love the person next to you, your neighbor.The people you see every day.
当你爱神的时候呢，你也就爱你的邻舍，爱你旁边的人。
Jesus implies that those who are truly good, they keep the law by loving their neighbor.
耶稣这句话的一个意思就是说，当你真正遵守律法的时候呢，你应该就爱你的邻舍。
And Jesus said to him, "Teacher, I'm sorry, this is the young man." He says in response to Jesus, "Teacher, all of these I have kept from my youth."
那这个少年官说，夫子，这些我从小就遵守了。
So he's a remarkable young man.
这人是很不错的一个人哈。
And I don't think he's really boasting here. I think he was just one of those kind of young men, even though he was rich, he really tried to follow the law.
我觉得他这个人年轻人不是一个喜欢夸口的人，他真的能做到了。
You don't meet people like that every day.
你这种人你可能不常见哈。
I really believe he was a sincere believer.
我觉得他是个非常认真的信徒。
And then we read next in verse 21 something we rarely see in the words of Jesus. It says that Jesus looking at him loved him.
下面这段圣经很少提到的，说耶稣看着他就爱他。
Now we know Jesus loves us all, but I think it's interesting here that Mark adds Jesus as he beheld this young man looked at him and just had a real love for the type of character he had.
所以我们知道耶稣爱神爱世人，耶稣爱所有的人，对不对？但圣经特别记载说，耶稣爱这个少年人。
Right, and you know, I'm sure that this young man he believed he was good.
我觉得这个少年他会自己觉得他自己自认也是个好人。
And he probably believed that he really did keep the law.
我觉得他真的也是相信他真的是守了律法。
I mean, he had made the law the way he was going to live his life, the norm of his life.
他把遵守律法当成他生活中的习惯了。
Yeah, like many people today who judge themselves good and law-abiding. I think all of us, we run into people who believe that they're good people. I follow the Ten Commandments and I respect God.
所以在我们现实中也碰到很多人，他就说我是遵守了十诫，我遵守了神的律法。
And this young man grew up in a culture where they took the law of God very seriously.
所以这个少年他长大的这个过程就是遵守律法。
Even at age 12 or 13, they have a special ceremony called the Bar Mitzvah, and there the young men become sons of the commandment.
所以犹太的男孩子到了十二岁就有一个成年礼，这个成年礼就是说他就从十二岁开始他就成为律法之子，就意思就是什么？就要守律法，就要为你的行为负责了。
Can you imagine in our culture if you, your son turned 12, 13 and you had a big celebration, you invited friends in, and you're focusing on one thing, this is my son, he's going to follow the law of God.
所以他们那时候做法就是12岁的时候开一个 party, 把这个朋友们临时的叫过来跟他们说这是我儿子他12岁了现在他要成为律法之子他要守律法了。
If you were a young man, a young boy, you'd probably never forget that day.
如果你是那个12岁的男孩子你可能一辈子不会忘记那一天。
And still we know that no one actually can perfectly keep the law.
当然我们知道没有人能够完完全全地遵守律法。
Even those of us who love the law of God, we love the commandments of God, but none of us honestly perfectly keep those laws.
即便我们爱神，我们也爱神的律法，我们没有人敢说我能够百分之百绝对地遵守神的律法。
Besides, I think the young man is coming to Jesus because he feels in his own heart He's not sure. He knows maybe he's lost his fire. He's lost his delight in God. And so he's worried about his soul.
所以这个年轻人也我觉得也是哈他虽然说行的都不错但是我想着可能心中好那个火好像熄灭了还是怎么样他就跑到耶稣面前来问了怎样才能够得永生。
But even like us, even in his imperfection, God loved him.
他即便是个不完美的啊但是圣经上说耶稣爱他。
Because of his earnestness for the law of God.
因为他对于神的律法是很认真的。
And because he had made up his mind early in life that he was going to actually focus on what matters the most. He's going to focus on the things of God and living a life, a better life, eternal life.
因为他从他十二岁成为律法之子以后他就遵行律法。
Life with God.
他就过一个要讨神喜欢悦的生活。
I mean, we could describe eternal life in many different ways, right? But one way to think about it is life with God.
什么叫永生？我们可以用不同方法来解释。永生我在这里要解释就是和神在一起的生活。
That's really different than I go to church on Sunday morning, I think about God, now on Monday through Friday through Saturday, I live life on my terms. We're talking about two different kinds of lifestyles.
所以永生就是和神在一起生活并不是说你礼拜一到礼拜六你过自己的生活然后礼拜天你到教会去拜一下然后就过几个小时与神同在的生活那个不叫永生的生活。
Right? To see a young man like that or a young woman, I mean, they stand out, you know, that they're earnest in their commitment to God's word and God himself.
所以这个年轻人很不错他追求他遵循神的律法。
Mark continues, he's going to quote Jesus, and he says, you lack one thing. This is Jesus' response.
耶稣继续说了，他说你还缺一件。
Wow, I think he was probably shocked. You lack this one thing.
我相信这个年轻人听到耶稣说你还缺一件的话，他肯定很惊讶。
And then Jesus gives him the solution.
耶稣给了他说你那一件是什么呢？
He says, go, sell all that you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven and come Follow me.
耶稣就说你要把你所有的变卖分给穷人你还要你必有财宝在天上你还要来跟从我。
So as I step back and I think about what Jesus is trying to communicate here, I came up with the next outline point that Jesus' word to those who seek eternal life, maybe that's you here this morning, his word to those who seek eternal life is keep my commands,Part with your idols and follow me.
耶稣这话是对所有追寻永生的人说的，就说你要遵守我的命令，然后要弃绝你的偶像，并且要来跟从我。
Now, I don't know about you, but in 1981, when I first heard somebody explain the gospel to me, it didn't sound like that.
我不想你这经历怎么样，我1981年，当我第一次接触到福音的时候呢，好像并不是这样的。
When I first began to respond to the Holy Spirit and that gospel word, that is not what I heard.
我第一次听到福音的时候，我听到的不是这样讲的。
Even though now, here I am 40 plus years later, I've read the Bible through many, many times, and I see this theme again and again through the Old and the New Testament.
我已经过了四十几年这主内的生活了，我圣经读了很多遍了，然后但我看这个呢还是
Jesus is calling this young man to sell what he values so much.
所以耶稣叫呼召这个年轻人把他宝贵的东西卖了。
And to give it to the poor.
然后把钱分给穷人。
Right? And to follow him.
然后要跟从耶稣。
It doesn't sound too complicated, but it sounds like it'd be very difficult for this young man.
听起来并不那么难做，但是对于这个少年的财主来讲非常难。
That was Jesus' invitation, Jesus' call to this young rich ruler.
这是耶稣对这个年少年有钱的少年官的呼召。
Who we are going to discover was kind of ensnared and trapped by his comforts, his wealth, and his possessions.
我们觉得这个少年人呢，他的心被他的财富所缠累，他的信仰被金钱取代了，而为中心。
But Jesus' call to you, if you want to follow him, might be different. Maybe you don't struggle with wealth and possessions. So, but Jesus' call to this young man was he's going to address the young man's idol.
所以耶稣对每个人的呼召不一样哈，所以对你可能不适用这句话。但是对于这个少年人，因为他被他的财富所缠累了，所以耶稣他的呼召就是你要把你这个财富做你的偶像能够除掉。
Yeah. So Jesus knows the word to give us when we first begin to respond to him, and even later as we continue to learn to respond to him. He can discern what we need to hear.
所以耶稣呼召我们的时候，在我们不同的时段不一样，耶稣知道我们心里需要的是什么，所以他对于我们的呼召也是不一样的。
This young man wanted something good. I want eternal life. I want to know that I have this future with God, but he didn't realize the blind spot.
这个年轻人是一个追求永生的人，他想要追求神，但他没有想到他心中有一个残泪。
Right, and so that's what this message is really about. Yeah, and Jesus said, if you do this, you will have treasure in heaven, which is a Jewish expression to talk about God's saving work, God's salvation, or we might say eternal life.
耶稣就应许他说，你把你地上的财富卖了，分给穷人，你就有财宝在天上。
So the Hebrews, you know, they use expressions and we shouldn't assume we always understand what they mean by it. But as we see this expression used in Jewish sacred writings, it really means that if you want to have this eternal life, if you want this confidence that you are being saved, then, you know, follow me and you will have treasure in heaven.
所以犹太人他的想法就是说，当你在天上有财宝的时候，你就是有永生了。
What you value most, you will have.
那就是你最宝贵的。
Right? Jesus' call, come and follow me.
所以耶稣对他的呼召就是你还要来跟从我。
So Mark's going to continue. Let's see what he says next here. The young man was not expecting that. He's disheartened and he went away sorrowful for he had great possessions.
所以圣经上记载这个少年人听了耶稣的话以后呢，就脸上变了色。忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
This young man could not respond to Jesus' invitation.
这个年轻人没有办法回应耶稣的呼召。
He could not part with his idols of wealth and all of his possessions.
他没有办法把这个残累他心的这些财富能够处理掉。
And once Jesus had discerned the real condition of his heart, the young ruler learned that he wasn't yet ready, not yet willing,not yet able to respond to Jesus' call.
所以耶稣能够看到他的情况，知道这个他现在也没有准备好，也不愿意去做这个事情。
Right? It seems that he loved and trusted something more than the opportunity to follow Jesus.
所以看起来好像他对于财富的这个喜爱过于他喜爱追求神的事情。
Right? He loved his riches, he lovedhis possessions, he loved his social status, and he couldn't let go of those things.
所以他喜欢他的财富，他喜欢他的社会地位，他没办法把这个就抛弃。
Right. And so what does Jesus say in response?
那耶稣对他这个反应，耶稣又是怎么说呢？
And Jesus took the opportunity, he looked around and said to his disciples, wow, how difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣就对他的门徒说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？
And the disciples were shocked.
那当时他的门徒听了也很震惊。
And then Jesus repeats it again just to underscore how important. He says, children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣把这话又说了一遍。这个有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难。
And then he uses an example. He says it's easier, right, for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣用那个比喻来教育他们说，骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易。
And so, it looks like, you know, those that are most comfortable in this life, that have everything they want, they're building their kingdom now, for them, it's really almost impossible for them to respond to Jesus' invitation.
所以在世上的人，如果他就是追求财富，想在世上过一个非常富足的日子，那他很难回应耶稣的这个呼召的。
Because the wealthy cherish their status more.Their way of life more, their possessions more.
因为有钱的人他更在乎他的地位，他的生活方式和他的财富。
Right. We live, come on, in one of the wealthiest nations on earth.
我们是住在这地球上最有钱的国家。
Right. And even if you're in the shrinking middle class, our level of wealth, you can go online, you can check, do research. We live very comfortably, most of us.
因为即便你觉得你只是个中产阶级哈，这美国的中产阶级比世界上很多国家的这个都更有钱，更有财富。
We live really by the world standard, we're at the very, very, very top. Even if you're middle class.
照这个全球的标准来看，我们即便是在美国的中产阶级，也是非常过得非常好的。
So we should be able to identify with this rich young ruler who is living a comfortable life.
所以我们应该对于这个少年官他的反应，我们应该有感同身受的。
Many American even believers they are possessed by their possessions.
很多美国人觉得我们是被我们的财富所拥有的。
By their social status.
被我们的社会地位所控制的。
By a way of life that 100-200 years ago people could not even imagine.
我们现在的生活方式，你在一两百年前人家想都不敢想的。
And so they're shocked.The disciples when they hear this.
所以当他的门徒听到说有钱才能进神国是何等难，他们觉得很震惊。
And part of the tension is that, you know, they grew up in a culture where many Jews, just like many of us, believe that, well, wealth is a sign of God's favor. It's a sign of God's blessing.
犹太人在这一点上可能跟中国有点像哈，就觉得说如果你有钱，那说明是神祝福你。
Right. And so they're hearing these words, but also they come from a background where all their life they've read about Job or different ones, and they think, oh, wow, if you're wealthy, it means God is favoring you.
尤其他们就读了像什么约伯啊、亚伯汉都知道，他们都圣经记载他们都是大财主哈，所以他就觉得，哎，你如果是有钱，那表明神一定是在祝福你啊，否则你也不可能有钱。
And they're also shocked because this rich young ruler is such a good person by today's standards.
他们觉得这个有钱的少年官照他们的标准看是非常好的一个人。
A young man who loves the law of God, but he was not able to grasp the significance that Jesus is more.
好，这个少年官的问题就是说他喜欢他的财宝、财富，但他没有想到耶稣是更大的。
Right? He's weighing this. He's thinking about the call, and he's thinking about his life, his status, and then he's also thinking about Jesus' call. And at the moment, he's like,I can't let go of this.
所以这个好像心中有个天平哈，他一只手上是他自己的财富地位，一只手是耶稣的呼召，他凉凉就觉得还是这边那个重要。
Right. Jesus would warn not only the young man, but I think Jesus' warning is to us as well today.
所以耶稣对少年官的警告不仅是对他适用，对我们现在也适用。
And because he loves us, he warns us about the dangers that go with wealth.
因为耶稣爱我们，所以要给我们再次强调。如果我们的心过于注重财富的话，那是很危险的。
A lot of people that are middle class and above, we are not aware of how much we are influenced by our culture and our comforts.
我们作为一个中产阶级，我们可能没有意识到我们有多少是被财富和这个社会的潮流所影响。
And we live in a country, even within the Christian world, where we hear this false prosperity gospel as well. That doesn't help.
所以在我们就是在基督徒的世界里面，常常有些地方在专门讲这个成功神学。
This misguided notion that God wants you to be rich.
这个成功神就说，如果神喜欢你，他就会让你祝福你，他就会让你发财。
Right? And the problem is that if we fall into that way of life with wealth and all of our possessions, it kind of puts us, we say, lulls us into a false sense of security.
So, 我们很就让我们有个错觉，觉得我财富越多越受神祝福。
Little by little, we're not conscious, 不知不觉的，我们会 what? We will think that, oh man, these material resources, all of these things mean, you know, that God favors me.
所以当我们不知不觉你财富越来越多，你就觉得哎，神越来越爱我了。
But unfortunately, it's only feeding that part of us, that consumer part of us. We're never satisfied. We always want more.
所以这个你在教，这个在你的你在你把这个消费观念带到这圣经里头来了，把就是说，好像你越攒，你越有钱就越属灵。
We see it all the time. We see young men who are just simply college athletes, and suddenly, overnight, they're in the NFL and they're wealthy beyond our imagination, but their character is not yet developed, and oftentimes they ruin their lives.
所以有时看到一些德不配位的情况很多哈，有这个年轻人在大学刚毕业，本来也是名不见经传的小孩，突然一下叫到 NFL 这个打那个美式橄榄球，对吧？年薪可能几百万，突然一下就爆发了，然后呢？他的德行跟他的钱财并不配，所以做些很不好的事情，最后就进了监狱，或者把自己的生命也糟蹋了。
We also see it on our shows where they feature singers, young people, old people that want to be known, they want to be famous, and so you get a taste of this power, you get a taste of this status, and many people cannot let it go.
还有些情况就是那种一夜成名的、一夜爆发的哈，比如唱什么歌，突然一下网红起来了，一下有名了。但是他的品格跟他的这个带来的这个流量不配，所以反而把他搞坏了。
So Paul, he loves young Timothy and he says the following warning to this young man who is also earnest about his relationship with God.
所以保罗在给提摩太的书信里面就劝诫提摩太。
He knows there's dangers out there as you begin to decide how you want to live your life.
保罗就劝提摩太说，你在这个在世为人的时候会有危险的。
He says, those who want to get rich fall into temptation, right? And a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Now that's the truth. That's Timothy, 1 Timothy, 提摩太前书六章第九节。
Can't find where I put it, but
yeah, you can.
所以保罗就劝在提摩太就劝提摩太说，那些想急速发财的，最后就把自己毁了。
Right, you've heard that verse before. It's dangerous. You have to think about the path that you're going to walk in life.
你要想想你这个走的这条线是不是好像在踩钢丝，下面就是万丈深渊哈。
So on Thursdays I go up to UMKC and there's about 10 Asian students. My brother and I meet them and I oftentimes interview them as we have these weekly conversations.
我在 UMKC 跟一群学生一起传福音，读圣经。
Half of them from Korea, half of them from mainland China.
一半的孩子们是从南韩来的，一半是从国内来的。
When I ask them what their goal is, what are they after, I wasn't surprised, but quite a few said, I want to be rich. That was their goal. I want to be rich.
我问他们人生的目标是什么，他们回答的很多，大概就是我要有钱。
Yeah. Now I didn't come back and start quoting the Bible to them, but I just thought, okay, there it is, you know. I mean, it's in the East and it's in the West. Young people like, no, I want to be successful. I want status. I want power. I want to be important. I want to be wealthy.
不管是东方来的西方的想的都是一样，就是要追求财富名利。
Right. It's easier for the camel. Of course, this is a figure of speech, right?
这个图就是骆驼在穿针的眼哈。
Yeah.Jesus says it's easier for a camel to enter a needle's eye than for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣就用个比喻说，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易。
This is, of course, a figure of speech, right?
这是个比喻。
Right. But Jesus, we shouldn't lessen the point that Jesus is trying to make here.
即便是比喻，我们也不能小看它。
He's underscoring the danger of that kind of lifestyle, pursuing wealth,riches, status, self-sufficiency, he's addressing that problem.
耶稣在强调的是不是骆驼穿过针的眼，而是讲这个财主的问题。 如果这个财主追求的只是财富和自我的这个成功，
and it's so critical, it's so important, Jesus repeats it.
所以耶稣这个讲了两遍，
hoping to provoke within people listening about then and today more reflection about how important this is.
耶稣就是要强调这个非常重要哈。
Right? Even people like us today who would be disciples.
对于我们这个现在说，你要想成为神的耶稣的门徒的人来说，这个话一样适用。
Right? Striving for wealth, possessions, status, and comfort leads to ruin.
如果你想的追求，你想的就是追求财富的话，或者说追求的一个成功，追求的一个社会地位，或者追求一个舒适的生活，
right.
最后会导致的就是我们的结局就是败坏。
And leads to ruin.
给我们带来的就是败坏。
It's the broad path. It's the broad way. It leads to destruction.
这个领到灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的。
It distracts us from entering the kingdom of God.
它不会带领我们进入神的国。
Right.And it's so much of a challenge for people who are comfortable and wealthy that it seems almost impossible to enter.
所以当你走上那条路的时候，你基本上就不大可能再走上神要你走的那条路了。
But Jesus assures us it's possible.
但耶稣说，在神也是可能的。
Through God, it is possible.
因为只有神能够，只要是神愿意运作的，就有可能。
Impossible with men, but possible with God.
在人看是不可能的，在神是凡事都有可能。
Because of the way that God empowers us to make new decisions.
因为神他给我们能力来做对的选择。
Right? God brings about repentance within us where we have a reorientation.
这个过程可能不是你想象的那么好受哈。
Right?
因为神会让你降杯，神会让你回转。
And we read next, and the disciples were exceedingly astonished and said to him, well,Well, then who can be saved? Right? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. Right? For all things are possible with God.
门徒惊讶得不得了，他就问说，谁能得救呢？耶稣说，在人这是不能的，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
Now, I think it's interesting that the disciples understood that all of this talk about eternal life related to being saved.
门徒明白这个耶稣讲的是怎样子得救得到永生。
Right? And we use the word saved rather flippantly. Many people that are believers that I encounter, oh, are you saved? Oh, I was saved. Oh, she was saved. I don't know about now. We use it rather casually. But Jesus is showing how eternal life has everything to do with God's saving work in our lives.
这个得救哈，我们可能在日常生活中用的很比较常用啊，可能也没有去很多的就思想这个字到底。这里耶稣讲的是神能够让我们救，神救了我们。
Saved from what?
神救了我们，从什么中间救出来呢
？Obviously saved from ruinous idolatries that are common to all of us.
神把我们从我们那些拜偶像的坏习惯里面救出来，把我们从沉沦里面救出来。
Save from this whole concept of living for comfort so that you can live like a king. Save from that way of life.
把我们从我们自以为很好的生活方式，自以为追求的一个很舒适生活方式的这个追求的状态中救出来。
And we see the writers of both Old and New Testaments repeating what we find in 1 John, you know, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
这些东西捆绑我们东西说白了就是三样。肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，这在约翰一书里面记载的。
I feel the tension every day.
我每天都在经历这个被救的过程。
And I live a very simple life, but I'm a middle class person.
我虽然我的生活很简单，但我也是啊，跟大家一样都是中产阶级。
And I live in a beautiful neighborhood.
我住的那个区也是很漂亮的。
And all my neighbors, they have, you know, multiple vehicles, and they have all that they could want. They even have vacation homes. They haveperfectly manicured lawns. I mean, you know, that's my context every day when I walk outside.
我那些邻居都是有房子都不错，草坪也剪得好好的，家里至少有两辆车，而且有些人还有他这个度假的房子，有两栋房子。
Right? I feel a little guilty about living in such a nice place.
我每次出去散步就看到别人的，对我来讲就是个挑战。
Now, with my wife passing, I'm thinking about where does God want me to situate myself?
那我现在我太太也过世了，我在想我是不是还要住在那儿？
My neighbors, I know all of them. They're living comfortably.
我那些邻居我都认识他们，他们过得很舒适的。
But they don't understand this. Most of them don't understand what we're talking about today.
当你跟他讲这个，他根本就无法理解。
So the neighbor that lives right across from me, he died last Saturday.
我房子正对面那户邻居那家的男人，他是上周六过世了。
Right, 66 years old, gone just like that.
66岁一下子就走了。
Yeah, he didn't know he was going to die. That I mean, he didn't even start his retirement yet.
66岁他可能还没有退休就人就走了，对吧
？He had everything that you could want.
他拥有的都是大家都想要的东西。
He can't take any of that with him.
他人走了，什么也不能带去。
Went to his visitation last night.
我昨晚去，瞻仰遗容。
Yeah, gone. Yeah, they found him on the garage. He collapsed. My son came over to try to do CPR. It's too late. He was gone.
所以他当初在车库里面突然间倒地就暴毙了。我们想，我儿子去救他也救不活。
It's a good reminder when you suffer loss.Someone that you love, someone in your life that means the world to you, it puts things in perspective. You know, we're here today, we don't know how long we have.
当你的生命中，当你生活中碰见你所爱的人突然间走了，对吧？这是神在跟你说话了。你要讲到说，我们的生命，你也不知道你的生命有多长，所以你要珍惜你还活着的日子。
And it makes you think, what's really important in life?
你要真的想想，对什么是真正重要的。
I don't know how many years I have left, right?
我不知道我生命还有多少年。
Really? I don't. I can't presume I'm going to be here another 10 or 20 years.
我不能想我可能还有十年或者二十年的寿命。
And as I live here in the West, and then I've spent at least 12 years living in Asia, you know, we both struggle with similar things.
我在远东也住过十几年，我在这边住了这么多年，那边人这边一样，我们大家都面临同样的挑战。
And I'm not talking about just the average person. I'm saying even believers, people who say I'm Christian, they have the same struggle.
不光是不信的人要面临这个，你到底生命中什么是重要的？即便信的人也是一样，你也要想到，在一个信主的人身上，你的生命中什么是最重要的
？Jesus' disciples are astonished at this word from Jesus.
所以当耶稣的门徒听到耶稣说这个财主进神的国是。几乎不可能的话，他们非常惊讶。
How about you? What's your response to Jesus' word today?
那你听到这话，你的反应是什么呢？
What's your response? Finding yourself astonished? Sure, it's understandable.
如果你发现你也是惊掉了下巴，那我可以理解。
Because Jesus' way of life, Jesus' words are countercultural.
因为耶稣的话，耶稣的教导常常是反潮流的。
Jesus' answer is, no one can be saved.Except by the provision and gift of God.
所以耶稣的话就是说，没有任何人得救，除非是神发怜悯来拯救他。
Eternal life is a gift.
所以永生是个礼物。
God's gift to us in Christ through Christ.
是永生是借着神借着耶稣给我们的，也是在耶稣里面的。
Eternal life in the kingdom of God.
是在神的国里面才有这个永生。
It cannot be achieved by my effort or your effort, by my merit or your merit.
不是靠着你和我的行为，也不是靠着你和我的品格。
We're talking about entrance into a new reality, the kingdom of God.
这个完全是不在我们的思维空间之内的东西。
We could call it salvation.
这个就是救赎啊。
And evidently it is only possible by God's help, by God's grace.
只有神来帮助我们，只有神赐恩典给我们才能做到。
And our humble response.
我们必须谦卑地接受。
Right? Where we say yes to Jesus' invitation to know Him and follow Him.
我们必须接受耶稣的呼召来跟从他。
Trusting Him instead of all of my possessions and money and all that.
要信从耶稣而不是信靠我们自己的财富。
And then Mark closes this message with this last paragraph.
马可最后在讲了最后这么一段哈。
And Peter speaks up. It's funny, Peter always is one of the first to speak up, right?
彼得就问耶稣了。
And he says, look, see, we have left everything and followed you. And Jesus said, truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers, sisters or mother, or father or children, or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first in this life, right, will be last. And the last in this life will be first.
那彼得呢就很喜欢说话，他听见主的话，他就对耶稣说，看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。那耶稣就说，人为我和福音撇下房屋、弟兄、姐妹、父母、儿女、田地的，没有不在今世得百倍，就是房屋、弟兄、姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
Yeah, Jesus, Peter is just reminding Jesus, hey, wait a second, we left it all to follow you.
所以彼得就是还是喜欢说话，他就说，哎，你刚不是要，刚你耶稣不是叫那个少年官要卖掉所有的分给穷人吗？比如说我们都什么也没有了，我都放下了，我都跟从你了。
Right. And so evidently these 12 had decided that it was of greater value to respond to Jesus' invitation than to continue to trust in other things.
所以这个十二个门徒都他们都算好了，就跟从耶稣好过跟从自己的财富，所以他们都已经把他过去的财富、职业所有的都放下了，他来跟从了耶稣了。
And it was like this brother's prayer right here. Where are we going to go? There's nothing better than Jesus. Where are we going to go?
就像刚刚王淼弟兄的祷告，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
Right. That's really a different response than the rich young ruler. Right. So the disciples, the 12, they decided to leave everything, which is really a different response than what we see with the rich young ruler.
你看这个少年官，他不舍得他的财富，所以他悠悠愁愁的走了。这十二个使徒，他们把他们所有的财富、职业什么都放下了，他跟从了耶稣了。所以他们对这两批人都受了耶稣的呼召，但他的反应是不一样的。
The 12 renounced the old former life.
这十二个门徒不要他们过去的生活了。
And they renounced the whole idea that I'm going to build my kingdom right now.
他们不要在地上建立他自己的王国。
They renounced the whole notion that I'm living for comfort and riches and status and power now. They renounced all of that.
他们放弃了在地上成就一番事业，过一个舒适生活的这个梦想。
And they responded to the call of Rabbi Jesus who invited them, come, follow me.
他们响应了耶稣的呼召，就是耶稣对他们一样的，就是来跟从我。
And of course, as we continue to read through the rest of the Bible, we see that even though they're following Jesus, just like us, they did so imperfectly.
这十二使徒后的故事，我们后来也看到，即便他们当初响应了耶稣的呼召，放弃了一切跟从耶稣，但他生活并不是完美的。
And they were slow to learn, and they made many mistakes, just like us.
他们学得很慢，他们常常犯错误，就跟我们是一样的。
Right? Just like you and I. Yet by faith, they left these lives of misplaced security.
所以他们凭着信心，他们过去，他们离开了那个靠世俗、靠他们依靠的财务、家庭，他的工作的那样的个生活。
Yeah, they said goodbye to that dependency on all of those other things.
他们不再靠着那些了。
So consider again what Jesus listed here when the 12 made a decision to follow Jesus. This is number 5 here. Consider again some of the things that Jesus listed. They left houses, brothers and sisters, mother or father, children's lands like property, all of those that absorb our loving attention.
所以耶稣在这里列举了很多项号，比如说房屋、弟兄姐妹、父母、儿女、田地等等的，这个这都是人在世俗上所向往、所追求的东西。耶稣说，这些你如果为我放下这些的话呢？
Most of those things absorbing so much of our energy and our time.
这些都不是坏的东西，但它把我们的大部分的时间精力都消耗在上面了。
So as we come to the close of this message, I ask myself, am I willing to prioritize Jesus' call above all of these other things?
所以因为时间关系，我就想说，我自己面对这些耶稣的呼召的时候，我能不能把耶稣的呼召放在第一位，而把其他这些东西放在次要的地位？
I think I need to make the decision every day of my life. What am I going to prioritize?
我每天都必须要做一个决定， 我今天的优先次序是什么？是耶稣的呼召呢，还是地上这一切的东西呢？
Will Jesus be first or other things first priority?
耶稣第一呢，还是其他这些看上去也不错的东西第一呢？
I mean, can we imagine a life that is just learning to follow Jesus?
我们生活就是学的跟从，每天跟从耶稣。
Notice, I'm not talking about, did you say a prayer? I'm not talking about, we're not talking about, Jesus is not talking about, do you believe? It goes beyond all of that.
耶稣这里讲到的是已经是生活中的实行了，而不是说嘴上的承认。
Can you imagine a new life where you're free of some of the things that ensnare so many other people?
你可以想象一个新的生活，你脱去这个财富对你的捆绑吗？
Yeah.Those who respond to Jesus' call and learn to follow him are unfortunately considered foolish. This is letter B, right? 愚笨的。
如果人可能会觉得那些好像回应了耶稣的呼召，真正来跟从他的人，人看了可能这些人是愚拙的。
Right? If you actually sincerely let God reorient your life to actually learn to walk with Jesus, to follow Jesus, other people are going to look at you like you're crazy.
当你如果真的愿意是做一个放下一切跟从耶稣的人呢、
right.
世人可能觉得你是个疯子。
And I won't read it, we don't have time, but Paul addresses this in 1 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书也就讲过类似的话。
Right, yeah. This promise comes with the provision that, you know, if you follow him, it's going to be good, it's going to be better, but there will be persecution.
耶稣自己也说了你为我人为我和福音撇下这些将来要受将来要得到这些百倍并且要受逼迫。
There will be blessing beyond your imagination, but there will also be suffering.
所以又有神的祝福但是在世也有逼迫。
The gospel may bring about the loss of some of those comforts, right? But you will see God open new doors and new possibilities for you.
你在世上失去这些但是你会发现神给你开了一道门你会得到更多。
And as we read people, especially in Muslim countries that decide to follow Jesus, sometimes their whole family cuts them off, but then they discover God has a big family out there.
这个在这些穆斯林国家传福音尤其是这样明显当一个穆斯林他信了耶稣以后他的家人就把他抛弃了他就把他赶出去了但是他离开了这个穆斯林的家庭他进了一个基督的家庭。
And so Jesus gives this reply, if you respond to my message, you will experience God's 100-fold blessing in this life and eternal life in the kingdom.
所以耶稣的应许就是你如果愿意为我和福音撇下这些的话你没有不在今世得百倍在来世必得永生的。
That's a lot of blessing.
这是非常多的祝福。
Along with peace and joy.
而且还有平安和喜乐。
And a clean conscience that Paul kept talking about all the time.
还有一个清洁的良心。
Right. And I've experienced this in part as I've tried to learn to follow Jesus. So I know that this word is true.
我自己经历了，我知道这是真实的。
I had to leave my safety net of over depending on my family.
我离开我过去的靠着我家庭的这个生活。
I had to give up certain essentials of life in order for me to gain more in and through Christ.
我把一些过去认为这个生活中的必须的东西我放弃了。
Even though some people probably think I'm crazy. Yeah.
可能有人觉得我疯了。
Yeah. Do you think I'm crazy?
你觉得我疯了吗?
It's okay if you do. I'm okay.
你如果觉得我也无所谓。
Yeah. You will find persecution sometimes even from God's people if you take this kind of message seriously.
如果你真照耶稣的话去做的话你甚至会遭受教会的逼迫。
But we will end it here.
但我们今天就停在这儿。
And I have some closing points, but we're running late, so I can provide those to the church later if they're interesting. I just had three closing points, but I don't feel good about continuing. I think we've heard enough for us to know the gist of this message from Jesus today.
好，我们今天因为时间关系就停在这里了。
Father, we thank you for Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你吧。为了耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Thank you for His Word.
谢谢你他的教训。
Give us help and your mercy, Lord, today.
主啊，求你给我们帮助，给我们你的怜悯。
To renounce those other things and embrace and follow Jesus Christ.
给我们勇气，能够放弃我们自以为好的东西，能够来跟从耶稣。
Through your help and mercy, Lord, we pray.
按照你的恩典和怜悯来祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 好，大家请起立，我们唱一首回应诗歌。因为时间的关系，我们就唱一节哈，就第一节。然后唱完以后啊，大家保持站立，有一段回应的祷告。
借着你仆人，将你的话向你显明，主啊，求你借着你。